Barnes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. All right, I've been waiting. We have a back show today, lots of guests. So I went with our first one who has kind of buoyed my stuff. Anna, that's of For You. The book is going to offerhouse.com. Yes. The book is available. All right. The book is available on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And I want to give you a little information about it. The website is AnnaJGarcia.com. There's a book signing coming up in November at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Rochester, New York, in November. Also in the 2016 California Library Association event in November. And the book has a Spanish version and part of the 2016 Guadalajara International Book Fair. Welcome, Anna. It's great to have you.
Good morning, Stu. How are you?
Great, thank you. It's indeed a pleasure. And I have to say, your book, and I'm speaking from my own sense, has captured the essence of, to me, beauty, serenity, tranquility. I'm trying to think of the adjectives. Enlightenment. What was the catalyst? And I suggest people go to YouTube, by the way, and see it. It's beautiful in every way. What was the catalyst for the book?
For me, it was to remind the readers that they should go back to nature, because nature is like a mother, that nurtures us and empowers us and reminds us that we are born with the right to live in peace, harmony, love, order, wisdom. And the way that we wake up every day today is so much, there is a lot of negativity. So the poems in itself is just inviting the readers to connect with nature, to connect with their spirits, to feed the spirit with that which is rightfully there. I feel that there is a need for that.
Yeah, why did you do it in poetry form? It is a book of poetry. Why did you select poetry?
For me, it was just of expressing myself as freely as the images came to me. And I didn't even think of, is there a rhyme? Is there assonance or consonance, whatever. It was just more, this is what I wanted to express freely. It was a visualization. The images came first, and then the words just came after the images very, very easily. For me, the message is what is important and not the technique. It's the importance of connecting with I believe that for me it's God, but other people may call it universal consciousness or Allah or whatever their creator is, but to really connect with that infinite wisdom that is so important nowadays to keep ourselves calm and to feel the love and to be surrounded by that love that is constantly ours.
Was this a metamorphosis, a transformative process for you to reach the point where you felt you could communicate this message? Or have you always been the epitome of serenity and tranquility and beauty, because there's so much of it around us, we begin to forget? Did you need to have an experience to enter this zone?
Not really, because as a child, I grew up in Cuba, and I was always surrounded by the beauty of the land at the time. And I've been very much connected to nature and to a higher power that has always been very available to me at all the difficult moments, in all of the difficult moments of my life. So for me, it was just an extension of just let me now send this or share this with others that may need it, in whether it's death. For instance, when my father died and my mother's death, all of these things just reminded me that there was never death. It is always, especially with the sunrise and the sunset, I used that to remind myself that all there is a transition from this life, which we are living, into the spirit life. And so nature for me has always helped me and strengthened me in all of the most difficult process of my life. So it's always been there. I just decided that it was time to share my experiences with others.
I mean, you just can't press a button or wave a magic wand. But as soon as I saw this book and the essence of it, I started to think about the things every day that I take for granted. You know, the old saying, wake up and smell the roses. And, my wife, who is a tremendous landscaper, and we come back to my house, and I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. It's so professional. She said, Stu, did you notice this? And I said, well, you know, I really didn't. How do we awaken ourselves to appreciate what we have? Because there's so much trouble in this world.
Yes, correct. And it's true. For me, look at a rose. The rose is it's life and death right there. They come out, it's beautiful, and there's so much. The message is through the colors and the smell, the fragrance of the rose and everything. And then they are going in, but they live that moment so richly, so fully. It's nature at its best. And then also the other thing is, we think about, in the Bible it says, don't worry about what you need to eat, because everything is provided for you. And it's so true. I retired here, down here in Florida. Of course, I wake up to birds and all the beauty of the land and stuff. And what happens is I notice how my little birds, they just know what they're doing. They know exactly where they're going. They live without worry. They are truly just enjoying the flight of the day. These are the things that now are enriching my retirement age more and more, because now I have the time to, I was aware of it before, but now I really have the time to be there more with it and to let it just flow through me. It's good having the time, more and more time now.
Anna, how much of this book is steeped in religion? How much of it is spiritual, or is it subject to one's own interpretation?
I believe that the spiritual side of my life is there from beginning to end, because one is nature as just nature, right? As the part of where we are and where we live with every day. But also in one of the chapters is totally dedicated to how I see God through nature. And then the other part is even when I speak a little bit of love lives, right? Of my love life. And again, I include my spirit in it. So the spiritual side is very strong in the book.
I'm not asking you to be a psychologist or a psychoanalyst, but how does someone begin the process, of waking up and looking at a glass of water and they say it's half empty and not half full? Did you have a recipe for that?
Not really a recipe. I have always believed that every day you wake up is a brand new day. I believe strongly, even when I was a teacher for 41 years, in an all-boys school in St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City. And I was so grateful that dealing in a Jesuit school where they give you a lot of more flexibility to teach the students. And I always said to my students, you have to wake up each day wanting to be better, wanting to be more, and enjoying the day, get the best of the day, whatever class you're in, whether here or anywhere. Because if we wait for what's going to happen tomorrow, just because you think it's going to be given to you, it's just not it. You have to start on, I always told them, your future is right there in the present. You have to start thinking and visualizing things to get you to the next level of wherever you want to be. So, no, for me, it has always been a process that it is important every day. I was born with it. It's just so comfortable.
Well, you're very fortunate. We have less than a minute to go. Is there a concluding statement you'd like to make to our listening audience? About 30 seconds.
Okay. Just live the day as if it was the last so that you truly have a better life and a better future.
All right. Well said. Well articulated. I really want to encourage people to buy this book. It's for you. You can spell it F-O-R-U. It's a paperback from Author House on the book cover, which is really attractive, very interesting and different. It's the number 4 with a little curve, and then it says U, the letter U. Buy it. Our guest has been Ana J. Garcia. Thanks for starting the show off on such a positive note. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Stu. Have a great day.
Stu, this is Stu Taylor. We will be back.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
After school. Yesterday I waited for you at the corner candy store the way I always do.
All right, we are back and rejoined by our second guest. Quite a compelling title of his book. It's called Who Done It? The Memoirs of a Live Dead Man. Exclamation points or not, question marks, and Dunnett is spelled D-U-N-N. It is written by R.D. Peterson, and you can get it. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. R.D., welcome. Great to have you on, and explain that compelling title. What's it about?
Well, it's a murder mystery suspense action thriller with a government conspiracy cover-up plot.
Is it, I mean, all you have to do is look around you, and we live in a clandestine society right now. I don't think anybody can debate that. Liberal, conservative, independent, it just doesn't seem to be the way it used to. Did you derive any of what you wrote about in this book based upon what's going on in the world today?
Well, a little bit. I started writing this book back in the early 1970s when I was medevaced to Walter Reed Army Medical. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran.
Well, thank you for your service, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. When I was in the hospital, I had a lot of time on my hands, so I started writing it. And I couldn't get it published at the time, so it kind of stayed on my shelves collecting dust for a lot of years. And about 4 years ago, I started doing some work in earnest on it, and now it's published. And I'm pretty proud of it. It's quite a fast-paced book. It's 418 pages, and so far, everybody that has gotten the book has given me some good reviews, so I'm very happy about that.
Have you modeled yourself after any of the other writers of the same vein, the same genre?
No, I don't think I have. I just wrote the book as if I was in the shoes of the character, and I pretty much did it as a book that I thought some people would want to read if they were interested in the genre I was talking about, which is basically about, one question I have on the back of the book is, if the United States became involved in another world war, how would the United States be victorious without firing a shot and the rest of the world not know the war existed? And it can happen. definitely it can happen. I have a way in the book in which that.
All right, now we don't want to give that away because it sounds too enticing, but it is in the book. Is there a basic message that the book has, or is it just one of those thrillers?
Well, it's a thriller, but it also will make people think about what our government is telling us, whether they are telling us the truth, and to what ends the government will go to maintain their secrets. And I think a lot of it has to go with what you might think about government corruption and corporate greed. Because it involves a murder mystery. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. I think because it involves a murder mystery and a government conspiracy cover-up, a lot of people are going to think that that's kind of enticing, being that it also involves a lot of cloak and dagger and stuff like that involved in the book. It's quite an involved book.
Any concluding things you'd like to say? We got just about a minute left.
Well, I do have a website, rdpeterson.net, if they wanted to take a look at the book and on my site and read a little bit about me. There's some information on the website, or they can go to fultonbooks.com and see the book that's offered there.
All right, R.D. Peterson, the name of the book, Who Done It? The Memoirs of a Live Dead Man or Not, paperback, hardcover, and ebook, Fulton Publishing. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you, R.D.
It's rdpeterson.net, not .com.
Oh, okay, got it, rdpeterson.net. We're ready to move on. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Stu.
All right, great. And we're waiting. Timmy, let me know when we get on Chief Pat Turner, our next guest, and hopefully we can get him in this segment a little bit later on in the show. I hope to be able to give away a couple of tickets to Canopy Lake Park. As a matter of fact, why don't I do that right? All right, well, let me hold off on that because I want to introduce Chief Pat Turner. He is the author of Stair Steps to Your Firefighter Badge, Mastering the Realm of Entry-Level Testing. It's available in paperback and ebook, published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Chief, welcome. A pleasure to have you on. You and I chatted briefly yesterday, and you talked about how many years it took to put together this book based upon information that wasn't being provided in your field. So please elaborate.
Good morning, Stu. Thank you for having me on your show. Yes, I taught in the local college system in the fire technology program for about 25 years now, and the students constantly had questions about how to get started in their fire career. So I put together this book to give them a resource so that they'd have something to go to and find out their answers instead of having to always go and talk to someone. They have a ready resource available.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much information in this book. I imagine you had the frustration of knowing this information was piecemeal everywhere, and you kind of integrated it together into, I guess, what you'd call a terrific guide. It takes them right through the decision-making process to do this all the way through, doesn't it?
It really does. They really don't know where to start. You know, even though they're taking courses in fire technology, they come and say, well, what do I do? How do I fill out an application? Where do I get an application? What do I do? How do I test? I take them all the way from finding the application, the process to go through, how to submit it, what information to put on their resume, all the way through what happens after they graduate, get their badge, and go in their probationary year. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it sounds it. And I mean, it's everything is in this book. You've also got the physical standard exam events. It's broken down for people to know. So it's almost like a college education. I mean, it's the closest thing I can come to this for people who are interested in firefighting, correct?
That's correct. It's a real step-by-step guide to help them find a way to find a department who's hiring and test and pass the test and get the job.
How big is the book, Chief?
It's 383 pages.
All right, it's quite a book. It's for a select demographic, though, I would assume, correct?
Yes, it is. It's if you're not pursuing a fire career, it's probably going to be kind of boring reading.
Yeah, but so don't read it to your 7-year-old grandson or son, by the way. The name of the book again is, and I guess has put in so much work in this for so many years that I consider this the ultimate book on this topic. Stair Steps to Your Firefighter Badge, Mastering the Realm of Entry-Level Testing. If you're interested in firefighting, you don't have to go anywhere else. This is it. The book is published by Fulton Books. Thank you so much. Great to have you on, Chief Pat Turner.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll break, and we'll return with Jake Ducey.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're locked in to Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fetch. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview, which I enjoyed very much, with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. Some great music from the Bee Gees, and along that positive, upbeat note, before I introduce our next guest, I want to give away 2 tickets to Canobie Lake Park. What a treat. What a great place to go, located in Salem, New Hampshire. You can go to canobie.com, but you can also get 2 free tickets, good anytime, through September 18th. If you call in here at 888-205-2263. Caller number 6, 888-205-2263. I don't need your phone number or anything. All I need is all Tim is going to take is your name and address, and the tickets will be in the mail to you today. Caller number 6, 888-205-2263. All right, final guest of the day, Jake Ducey. He's the author of The Purpose Principles. He's a speaker to hundreds of thousands of people, also has helped donate 345,000 pounds of food for homeless youth in America. See, I already like him for having done that. His previous 2 books, Into the Wind and The Purpose Principles, has launched a speaking career for him. He's been featured in TEDx Youth and hired as a speaker by a lot of organizations like Nielsen, Accenture. He's making a difference. In the name of his book, Profit from Happiness, The Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. It's published by Tatcher. Hey, Jake, congratulations and welcome.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it is a real pleasure. And you've written 2 other books. Is this basically a follow-up to the other 2 books? Can you elaborate on this one, what makes it different, and why you wrote it?
Yeah, I mean, it's very different. The reason that I wrote it is, as you alluded to, I do a lot of work speaking at various sized businesses, from Fortune companies to small businesses. And a common thread that I always saw was I'd get a tour before I'd give a speech or run a seminar or whatever. And when I'd get there, they would give me a tour, and then they would say very quietly, "That's our MVP. But to tell you the truth, the reason that we're here is because he's also the most dysfunctional." So I thought it was so ironic that they would award so often people MVPs, yet they were paying me money to come help that team because they were such dysfunctional leaders. And the book is really about ways to develop as a leader, whether it's in our community or whether it's in our workplace, regardless of your title, regardless of your position, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your home, to develop more and give more value to those around us, to inspire, to make those around us feel empowered, seen, heard, connected. Because the U.S. economy absorbs $550 billion from productivity loss every year due to people not feeling empowered, seen, connected, appreciated. And I thought it was so ironic how much money they were spending and awarding people MVPs, yet they were not genuine leaders. And so I wrote the book.
I mean, you make some great points, and certainly is that each and every one of us has a unique set of capabilities and promise and shouldn't be underestimated. And while we may not be ending as the CEO of some organization, that doesn't mean we can't be leaders in our own right. The other point that I was going to tap into, and you already did, was the principles you talk about in this book, they apply in the workplace as well as the home, all phases of life, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's wherever you exist, right? I mean, sometimes it's you working at Whole Foods, and sometimes it's you working for a major corporation. Sometimes it's in your church or your nonprofit or in your home. It's all the same, and I believe that our goal should be to continuously grow in our everyday value to those around us. In sports, it's called an emotional leader, right? You, like the Warriors, when Draymond Green, who was their forward, was suspended, he wasn't their best player, but he was their emotional leader, their energetic leader. His presence was missed, and regardless of where we are, we can become that person in whatever environment that we're in who inspires, brings people together, makes people feel seen and heard, because that garners trust. That's what runs teams. That's what creates leaders, is trust, is connection, is when people feel valued. And that's something, regardless of where we are, we all have the opportunity to become that type of leader and person.
Right, and I just want to say Draymond Green was their best player in Game 6, but it didn't help them in Game 7. Joining us, Jake Ducey. The name of the book is Profit from Happiness. Jake, you've got to look at the landscape today and how it is, and millennials are growing up in an absolutely different time. Increased hours, incomes not going up, and the results are, I mean, if you're not a happy camper, you just can't produce and contribute to your company, whether you're doing it individually as an entrepreneur or in the corporate world. How big a problem is this? Do you have any statistics that pretty much document your research?
Yeah, I mean, Harvard did a major study, and I think it's something about 65% productivity improvement, and it was about a 50% fewer accidents for people that felt energized and engaged in their work environment. And it's like, we can look at studies, but we all know that if we don't want to be there, and we genuinely don't feel appreciated, connected, and we just genuinely dislike people because they're rude or they don't care about us, it's very hard to share great ideas that you may have, to step into fear, to put the extra effort, whether that's on a sports team or in your work environment, it's the same. It's hard to take the greatest step into your potential when you feel that lack of connection from everyone around you. And so I make it a calling in the book for, no matter where we are, to become that type of person that engages with everyone around us, even in the little encounters, because you don't know whether Susie's been not performing because her 14-year-old son's been thinking about committing suicide, or her husband just let her know that he wants to have a divorce. And when we can just stop and connect with people and they feel that this person cares about me, they'll show up in a greater way than they ever have before. And so I don't even know if it's necessarily about, do I like or dislike my job, but do I feel empowered in the environment I'm in? Do these people care about me? And if we feel that, we can give a lot more than we could give in an environment that's the opposite.
Yeah, and you look at millennials, and you really have a lot of expertise in this area. They're just not staying with jobs. Everybody's moving on. It used to be you took a job, you stayed 20, and I'm not suggesting we should go back to that kind of repressive nature in the corporate world. You work for 50 years and you get a gold watch. Have we kind of gone the other way now? You got younger people who just don't last on their jobs. They stay quickly and then they move on. They think there's a better opportunity. We live in a hyper-metabolic society, and we just can't grasp the essence of what's important, which goes beyond the dollar.
Yeah, I mean, Accenture and Marshall Goldsmith did a major study with corporate millennials that are in the corporate work environment. And what they found was that it was about 75 to 80% of millennials said they would rather take less money and work for something they genuinely believed in than take pay increases at places they didn't care about. And I think that's really showing us something, that there are too many companies that say one thing and do the other. And we're coming into a place where the internet allows us full transparency to see who is authentic in their message, in their beliefs, in the missions of their company, and who is not. And I think that the greatest way, regardless of a millennial or not, to keep someone around is to be authentic with what you say and what you do. It's the same thing in a relationship. You'll never stay with that person if they always say one thing and they always do another, and there's no authenticity and integrity between what they do and what they believe. And I think we're coming to a place where we have to create that.
Jake, can you stay with us for another segment? Because your message is really important.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Jake Ducey, the author of Profit from Happiness, the Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. This is Stu Taylor, and I will announce the winner of the giveaway as soon as we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
For the response, we'll do it again, but the giveaways for Canopy Lake Park. The winner, and it'll be in the mail today, is Lacey Stevens from Kitchewa. Lacey Stevens from Kitchewa, you are the winner of two tickets to Canopy Lake Park. And hopefully you'll have them in time to go this weekend. We're back right now with Jake Ducey. He is the author of Profit from Happiness, The Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. It's published by Tarcher, which is an imprint from Penguin Random House. And I just want to make an off-the-cuff comment here, talking with Jake during the break. I think he's living what he talks about. So that adds a lot of credibility to the book. And Jake, how can people begin the process? You know, I delved upon this earlier in the show in a whole other vein. How do people turn the switch on to go from negativity to a positive attitude and taking their life and turning it around? You've obviously done it at an early age. You sound really at peace with yourself and very happy. Unless, of course, you're trying to fool me, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I do a good fool job. I think one, and I think, you know, I'll start here because we spend the majority of our time at work. And I think that one way to look at it, to at least bring some more inspiration, even if we don't want to be at our work for a long time, maybe it's not our 5 or 10 year vision, is to really shift and look at it from the perspective that perhaps you're not paid for your time, but you're paid for the value you bring to your time. And when you look at it that way, you can ask yourself, how can today I give more value to everyone that I come in contact with? How can I give more value? And I think when we start to grow in our value, whether it's our practical skills for our job, or whether it's just our ability to be a leader and have more an infectious energy, when we can just start there and ask ourselves, how can I get better? How can I add more value? We immediately step outside of our little minds that are filled with everything we have to do and the bills we have to pay and the negativity and the stress. We step outside of it for something larger than ourselves. And Martin Luther King tells us that you'll never be free until you step outside of the narrow confines of your personal concerns, so the broader ones of those around you. And when we can just get outside of our little minds then we can find so much more freedom. And I think that is really the birthplace of an exciting life, and also the birthplace of really growing in value wherever we are in our lives.
All right, good advice for a guy starting out early and doing this. I want to have you jump on this because I know it's an important part of your book. You've got six simple creeds to live by. Can you give us just a brief overview of what they are?
Yeah, well, the first one was what I just described. I call it give to get. And I think that it's really easy to get caught on what we can get. And what I did is I cited Justine Musk, Elon Musk's ex-wife, who was asked by someone, can I become a billionaire? And she said, no, you're asking the wrong question entirely. You have to ask yourself, what can I give in equal or greater value? Because the world doesn't care what you want. She says, you're going to be paid in proportion to the value you can add to the world, to the marketplace. And so I think when we can get intensely curious about the value we can add and get lost, it's called service for a reason. Commercial service is called service because it means serve. In your ability to serve everyone around you, the more you can grow in confidence and esteem and also in income with time. And number two to me, I think is it seems silly, but it's the most overlooked one ever. And it's simply to share a smile. Just literally, I go into these corporate environments, everyone has their head down and no one talks to anyone unless they need a paper stapler or they need paper for their printer. And we all know that everything, we think better thoughts, we engage with people in a more harmonious way when we can literally stop and smile. And I literally start my days, I literally wake up and I just literally hold a smile. And
you've got it, but what can companies do in the management to close the gap between the people who are in a higher age range and the growing number of millennials? What can they do? Because something tells me a lot of them don't get it.
Yeah, there's two main things. Number one is going to be to really get in touch with the mission and values. The reason that there's such a dissonance isn't an age gap. There's reasons there's a dissonance is because young people often feel that a lot of the corporate environments don't say and do what they actually believe, right? On the mission statement, it says to better people's lives. And yet no one in the executive positions cares about anyone and stops to engage with anyone. And so I think the first is to really find where the incongruencies are between the quote unquote mission and values and vision of the company and the actual culture. And number two is to genuinely, I think, to stop and listen. Stop and engage, right? We always want to talk at everyone, especially in a leader role. And I think one of the things is to stop and ask questions, right? Young people want to feel included, right? Stop and ask them. It's not a knock against maybe someone in an executive position, but I always say stop and ask a question, like stop and engage. Like, how are you doing? What do you think would be some ways that this would bring more excitement to you? And just listen and actually listen. And I think that that's the type of engagement and significance and sense of being a part of the community that young people desperately desire, yet they aren't being given an opportunity to do so.
All right. Well put. It's just perhaps a final comment on how the connection just isn't there in terms of companies branding their products for millennials. We've got about 20 seconds.
Look, we live in a world of total transparency now. You can't get away with things that you could before, whether you're an individual or whether you're a company. And I think that the essential nature is to get away with, to get away from what it is that you're selling and get into.
All right, I think you've covered it. Wish we had more time. Jake Ducey, Profit from Happiness. It's been great listening to you this morning, and I look forward to having you back. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Sorry, Jake.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.